step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Gonna call my shot, tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do, you're gonna get into. Road rage, road rage, road rage. Paul tells you like it is, he knows no other way. A sickness of his own.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We had a little glitch there, did we? A little glitch. Our good friend Ellis Tolbert will be joining me on the program tomorrow. It'll be good to have Ellis back. We'll talk a little football. You can get in, really, for the first time all day. Line's been jammed all day, but you can get in right now. 654-7627. 654-7627. All right, Ramona, we're looking at the Arizona State schedule as the next order of business. By the way, in case you missed it, if you're living under a rock, the Randall and Parks injuries don't seem as serious as we were led to believe, or maybe we just inferred that, because it seems like all is pretty good on those fronts as far as we know. Randall was back at practice, so all good news. All right, Ramona, you have the ASU schedule?
Yes. The first game is Northern Arizona at home.
One.
At Mississippi State.
Two.
Texas State at home.
That's going to be tougher than people think. The Fighting G.J. Kinney's, but three.
At Baylor.
Three and a half.
TCU, home.
Four and a half.
At Utah.
Five.
Texas Tech at home.
Six.
Houston at home.
Seven.
At Iowa State.
Eight.
West Virginia at home.
Nine.
At Colorado.
Ten.
And Arizona at home.
11. This is what I think they are. I mean, I think they're the clear favorite in the Big 12. I think that schedule is fairly tough. There were some tough road games in it. I think the schedule's tough, but I still like this football team. That number's 8.5, Ramona, so we're giving that out too. Arizona State higher than 8.5. Now let me see what that – what's that price? Plus 100. The price is good in all of them, so, you know. I like that football team. I really think that – Levitt is ready to take another step, and they're well coached. So I'm going higher than 8.5 on that.
Number thing?
I told you, plus 100.
I was on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Plus 100?
Yeah, plus 100. Okay. On the Auburn thing that I was asked about, Jake asked me about this. Other people have asked me about this. Okay, just so people know what we're talking about. Kevin, I'll get to you in a second. It's not the same Kevin. It's a different Kevin. Robert. Robert thinks the only 6-7-8 caller. By the way, Robert, very popular on the text line today. He's selling that Indiana thing hard. On the Auburn thing that people keep asking about, look, here's what happened. All right, Derek Nix, who came to Auburn from Ole Miss, and that's why you've seen, you know, Lane Kiffin tweeting about this like a juvenile, is allegedly going to make the first down play calls. Hugh Freeze is allegedly going to make the second down play calls, and Kent Austin is allegedly going to make the third down play calls. And look, here's the thing. This is about contractual language. That's what this is about. This is not a real thing, okay? The people are getting overly excited and acting like this is a real thing, like they're going to actually do this. First of all, if they did it, it'd be pretty confusing to the defense too, wouldn't it? Because you'd have three completely different minds making the calls. But let's understand something, all right? Play calls are often a group effort. You know, when Bill Snyder was winning 8 million games at Kansas State, he had a passing call, he had a running call, and that came from different people, and his own call, and he'd go up with one of the three. So we shouldn't act like this isn't there isn't some play calling by committee anyway, because there often is. So even if that's what this was, but this is mainly about contractual situations and what these positions are called. That's what this is about. This is not like a real thing. This does not mean that, you know, Hugh Freeze is an idiot and Auburn doesn't know what they're doing and any of that stuff. That's just ridiculous. I mean, Hugh Freeze is one of the best coaches in America, and Auburn's going to be a dangerous football team. You can count on that. So if you want to focus on this little crap and let that lead you to think something negative about Auburn, go ahead. Because we live in a world full of parrots, and I've seen that all over social media today. But trust me when I tell you, this is much to do about nothing, and Auburn's going to be a team to be reckoned with. And part of it's going to be because of Hugh Freeze. Look, I got a newsflash for you. You don't beat Nick Saban multiple times because you're an idiot. Okay? The list of people who's beaten Nick Saban multiple times, really, really small. And Hugh Freeze is on it. Hugh Freeze is an offensive genius. He's a brilliant coach. So you can believe whatever you want. It's America. You're free to be wrong. Because, again, trust me, this is much to do about nothing. This is what we do, I guess, in the offseason. We're past the offseason now. We're here. But this means absolutely nothing. This, again, is about, you know, when you make deals with somebody to come and you say, well, you know, you're going to be involved in the play call. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. It's about language and contractual language and contractual obligations, and that's what it's about. Now, did they have to be this specific in how they rolled this thing out? No, because it basically created this climate, you know, for 10-year-olds on social media to jump all over this. Kevin, how are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
I'm doing very good, Walt. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Kevin.
Hey, let me just piggyback off that for a second before I ask my question.
Yeah.
Do you think he's as good as Sark when he went to Texas? Hugh Freeze?
Yes, I do. I think Hugh Freeze is truly one of the bright offensive minds in the college game.
Wow. Okay. Because I'm piggybacking off what you said, I'm just wondering why he's calling other coordinators in to help him.
Well, again, I'm not saying you, Kevin, but I think that's a misread on this.
Okay.
It's like I said, Bill Snyder is one of the two or three greatest minds the game of college football has ever seen, and he took advice from other play callers.
Got it. Outstanding. All right. Good. That's good to know. Hey, my question to you is, with Adam Randall being, you know, shaken up as far as a running back goes, and Haynes is hurt. Do you think Uzi Ume is going to be the dude?
Well, they say Randall's already back. So Randall's already back. So he's back and practicing. So,
he did the scrimmage today?
Yeah. So I think that was also much to do about nothing.
well, you know how Dabo does it, too. You know, he thinks everybody's 100% when they're only like 30%.
Well, you might be right. You might be right about that.
So he must have been 150% when he came back today.
Yep, you might be right.
Good deal. That was my biggest worries because, you know, they've been blowing him up.
Yeah,
you know,
they
have. Running back number one.
Yeah, and, you know, even with EZE, you know, again, this goes back some weeks now, and I don't remember exactly when and what was the context in this conversation, but Debo Sweeney was talking about the running backs, and he said EZE is a more explosive Wayne Gallman, and then said he's a violent runner. And that obviously resounded with me, and I think that's what I saw in film when I watched him in high school. So, you know, I think Clemson has three really talented backs, and then Keith Adams is a guy you can trust. So if the other three for any reason prove untrustworthy, and then you'll have Adams. But I think the other three from a talent standpoint are going to get the shots.
So you think Adams is like a bowling ball on the
He's like 4 yards in a cloud of dust guy. He's basically going to always go forward, you know, and he's probably not going to put the ball on the ground. And so if any of these guys struggle with ball security or anything else, then you're going to see more of him.
Do you think Randle would? Do you think he's going to struggle with that at all?
I don't know. I honestly, Kevin, I don't know, and I don't know how anybody knows because he just hasn't carried the ball. You know, there's no evidence of him carrying the ball 15, 20, 20 times, and what that looks like, and whether he's going to be good with ball security or not.
Because everybody said he had good hands. I did not see good hands when he started at Clemson. He did not have good hands.
Yeah, he had trouble tracking the ball, especially on vertical throws. Now, as a running back, he's going to have good hands. As a receiver, I mean, when you run him out of the backfield, and as I imagine they're going to, look, he may not have great hands for a receiver, but he has great hands for a running back as a receiver.
You think he'll have, like, ETN had hands out of the backfield?
The mature ETN, yes. I don't know if they'll use him to that extent because there are probably more wide receiver options now.
Right, because I remember ETN, he had asphalt hands.
Yeah.
You know, when he first got.
Yeah, he couldn't catch
a fly.
100% right. He had stone hands when he got here, but he worked so hard at it. And then, you know, remember how much he improved in that era. Remember the game absolutely. Against Ohio State where he catches the ball by Trevor that's like a yard behind him.
Yeah.
And then somehow in one step he hits full speed and turns it into a score.
Yep. He almost went out of bounds and turned back.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Great
speaking
with you, Kevin.
I really appreciate you.
Yeah, same here, Kevin. Bye-bye. Thank you. Texas at Auburn 5-7. There's no way. It's just not happening. Stick around. There's no way. They're too well coached, and they have talent. There's no way Auburn's going 5-7. That's from Texter 328. I mean, I don't even know where that comes from. I mean, they were better than that last year. They led virtually every game last year for almost – the whole game. They had a quarterback who gave games away at the end. Now they won't. And they're going to win a lot of those games. So, you know, hey, listen, don't let them beat Baylor because if they beat Baylor, they're winning at least 9. Texter Austin says Auburn goes 9-3, beats Bama. That's closer to right. I think Auburn is going to go 9-3, something like that, and I think they are going to beat Bama. Texter says on Robert Ramon, the Robert stuff. So you mention it comes back to life, Ramon. It's like Jason in the movie. Texter says, "Yeah, I hope Indiana goes 0-12." Robert is that annoying kid that sat next to you during study hall? That's wrong. That's wrong. But now we got people rooting for Indiana to go 0-12. Robert has lobbied hard enough for Indiana, Ramona, now that the masses have turned on him. You know, they will. You know, they'll turn on you, Ramona.
Those Texters will
turn on
you.
Yeah, they'll turn on you in a heartbeat. Texter says, I hope Auburn does go 5-7 and Freeze gets fired. Maybe Kirby will take the Saban approach and hire him as OC. But that's different than predicting it. So we have, I think the 9-3 for Auburn actually sounds about what I think that is going to turn out to be. Before we get a break here, let me tell you about our friends at Burn Digital. They're not really our friends. They're actually us. They're a part of us. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse, they are we. We are they. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen and heard on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market better than anybody. We have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. That's how it's done. Trust me, you'll thank me later. We have so much to get to, Ramona. I want to do the what-ifs thing. I also want to get back to our conversation of yesterday, the Road Rage top 50 coaches. We only got to like 25, right, or 22 or wherever we were. We'll pick that up again on the other side and more. Quick break.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for for their roofing needs for six decades? And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Robertson and Son Roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family-owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story homes starting in the low 400s with two to five bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet. Personalize every detail in our design studio and enjoy the planned pool and walking trail amenities. Right now, save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
When the night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single tear.
Awesome stuff from Stephen Wilson. You know, we were on fire on the underdog plays we gave out all year on air, hitting like 70% of them, and that included a number of five for five plays. But I think I've missed four in a row now. One of them last night was a lottery pick. I don't really count that. But I might have missed four without that. I thought I was going to win the other one last night, but it didn't happen. I mean, I took Charles, Tina Charles. She had 15 points at the start of the fourth quarter. She needed 15 and a half for me to hit that. She never got the half. She never scored another point. I didn't see the game, so I don't know what happened. I mean, I don't know. Let me tell you about Underdog, though, because I'm back in on it right now. I only have one play for tonight so far, but I'll have more. Go yard all baseball season long with Underdog's Pick'em game. Take a swing at Pick'em baseball this season on Underdog. Underdog's the leading place to make all your sports picks. You can play now in South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100K five-star reviews and millions of players. To play, all you have to do is download the app. Choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose some things like home runs, strikeouts, total bases, so much more. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Imagine, up to 1,000 times your money. And tonight, so far, I just did this. Now, the Braves fans aren't going to like this, but I just figure the Mets can't do that ridiculous stuff another night in a row. That's my guess. So I took Kodai Senga to go higher than 4.5 strikeouts. I took Bryce Elder to go higher than 3.5 earned runs because I think he's a batting practice pitcher. Every once in a while he'll have a good game, but you can't count on that. Plus, these managers are leaving these starters in. Like, everybody's bullpen is so depleted that they throw these starters out there, and even when they suck, they just leave them in, like the Mets did last night. And then I took Pete Alonso to go higher than 1.5 total bases. Alonso was leading the league in doubles last I knew, in addition to the, 28, 29 home runs, whatever he has. So I feel pretty good about that. He's swinging the bat better. So that's my one play right now. That's a $50 entry for 272 if it wins, because I got a little boosteroni on that deal. I took the boost. What was that boost? You had to pick three or more, and I don't know what it was. It's 30%, whatever it was. I think it was 30%. So anytime I see a boost, I'm all over it on Underdog. You should be too. It's Underdog. Trust me, you'll thank me later. There's nothing like it. It's the best. It makes everything more interesting. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit. /match/terms. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambler.org. All right, Ramon, let's get back to our coaches list from yesterday. And tell me what number we left off at, if you know.
I think we left off at 20. But
all right, well, just quickly, go tell me who 25, 24, 23, 22, yes, et cetera.
All right, wait a minute.
Wait a minute?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, hang on.
Here we go.
Okay.
What numbers do you want
now? Live radio, we're ready now. Start at 25.
And go to one?
No. 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, till we ascertain where we are.
Okay. 25 is Deion Sanders, Colorado, okay, arrow we covered sideways. That. 20. Oh. Well, go. I know where we're at.
I want you to read
20. We're at 18.
I want you to read these to people who weren't here have some idea.
All right, Deion Sanders, Colorado, arrow sideways. 24, Joey McGuire.
Is it going to take 30 minutes
just to get to you stop interrupting me.
Okay.
Joey McGuire, Texas Tech, arrow up.
Yeah, McGuire's a terrific coach.
23, Shane Beamer, South Carolina, arrow up.
He's starting to look like a terrific coach, too.
22, Brent Venables, Oklahoma, arrow up.
Same.
21, Rhett Lashley, SMU, arrow up.
Yep.
20, Jonathan Smith, Michigan State, arrow up. 19, Mario Cristobal, Miami, arrow up. 18, Brian Kelly, LSU, arrow down. And 17 is Jeff Brom, Louisville, arrow up.
We're not at 17 yet. We're still we haven't got to 17 yet.
Okay.
We did 18, and 18 was Brian Kelly.
Right.
That's where we left off. And the LSU fans won't like that, but they don't like Brian Kelly either. So, I don't know what Brian Kelly is. I think he has to win the first game of the season. I think that much is clear. But I don't know what he is. I mean, I think we're going to find out. I mean, he's talked a lot. He's done a lot of yakking. I mean, you know, about Death Valley and real Death Valley and junior Death Valley and how they're going to win game one. And, you know, and we had Chris Blair on, and I raised those issues. Now, Chris did say that, you know, he didn't think that Brian Kelly's exact words were, you know, he was going to win game one. I'm pretty sure they were. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. They may not have been verbatim, but it certainly was the gist of what he said. He said that, you know, they were going to win game one. He said that. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think that it's an important year for Brian Kelly. Very important year. Look, you know, Ramona, I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody as out of place looking and sounding and seeming as Brian Kelly is in Louisiana. It's like he's in a foreign country, one that he just doesn't understand at all. That's what it's like. I mean, what do you suppose Brian Kelly does? You know, look, people in Louisiana, you know, they're used to living outdoors. You know, they like the outdoors. You know, you've got the bayous and, you know, and alligators and fishing and everything, hunting, you know, all these. What do you suppose Brian Kelly does? Do you suppose Brian Kelly does any of that? Do you suppose he's ever seen a bio?
I don't know.
I'm thinking no. I'm thinking no. I'm thinking that Brian Kelly probably doesn't engage in any of that. Do you suppose he's ever going hunting or fishing or anything?
I wouldn't think so.
Maybe fake hunting or fishing, you know?
Fake.
Yeah, maybe fake. Like, maybe phony. But I just don't. He doesn't strike me as fitting any element of the culture. I'm not sure I've ever seen a coach in a situation where he seems more fraudulent than Brian Kelly. Remember when he tried to do the fake Cajun accent when he first got there? When he talked about his family?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's 18. You know, we'll see. I mean, look, I've always had him higher than this. He's always been like top 10, but he's not now. That was then. This is now.
Okay, 17.
And he's going to be 0-1.
17 is Jeff Brohm.
Yeah, I mean, look, I really respect Jeff Brohm. I think he's a really bright coach. I think he made a dumb quarterback move that he's going to pay for. I mean, I think that he's a bright guy, smart guy. He's proven to be a quarterback whisperer. He better freaking be a quarterback whisperer with Moss, quarterback. He better be a quarterback whisperer. That's all I can say. I like Brohm. I really do. I think, I think he's smart, sharp, but I think he's made a quarterback error here that will cost him games this year. With no question. The road schedule for Louisville, they're just not winning those games. They're just not. The run game's going to be great. God forbid, you know, Brown gets hurt or something. But the run game's going to be great. But you're just not going on the road with that quarterback and winning.
16 is Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri Arrow up.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Drinkwitz. I think he's like the modern Steve Spurrier. Oh, Mona. I saw a clip the other day of Steve Spurrier. It was hysterical. You forget just who and what he was. It was absolutely a thing of beauty. He was criticizing every element, Ramona, of his own team. Every single element. Nobody escaped his wrath. You know, he was like, you know, no, we can't throw it. We can't throw it, and we can't run it, and we can't stop the run, and our DBs aren't very good, and our kicker sucks, and that's what he was doing, Ramona. He was basically going through his whole team, saying the whole team sucked. I miss Spurrier. I really do. I'm not sure. He's the most unique character, I think, and maybe Mike Leach is right there with him. Hal Mummy, to a lesser extent, for a guy who wasn't as accomplished as the other two. These are some of the most unique characters in the history of college football, and I miss it. Eli Drinkwitz has some of that in him, and he doesn't take any prisoners. He'll mix it up. I like Eli Drinkwitz. I think he's a really bright coach, and I think Missouri will be better than people think because of Eli Drinkwitz. I forget where I put Missouri, probably like 29 or something. I couldn't just put them in the top 25 again, but would it surprise me if they got there with Drinkwitz as coach? No. Okay.
15 is Kenny Dillingham, Arizona State, arrow up.
Yeah, and we also took Arizona State to go higher than their total of 8.5. I love Dillingham. I think he's a really bright coach. And I think Arizona State is going to be very, very good. Very, very good. I actually think they might be better than they were last year. And remember, you know, look, if they weren't missing what what might have been the best receiver in America, certainly one of the best, when they played Texas, they probably win that game. Now, they had Scadabo, but and they don't have him now. But the rest of that team is basically back, and I'm a big Dillingham fan. So he is arrow up. Yes.
Okay, 14 is Lane Kiffin, Mississippi, arrow sideways.
He's arrowed down now. You don't have to change it, though. You don't have to worry about that. But if I had that to do over again, he's arrowed down now. He's worn out his welcome. I'm just sick to death of him now. I hated the crap he tried to pull last year. I thought it was disgusting. And then he brought it right through to this year with his excuse-making and his whining and his... I mean, he's the biggest baby in America. That's what he is right now. So I'm really down on him, and now I'm down on that program. That program had all sorts of talent last year, and they didn't capitalize. They had the chance to. I mean, they showed what they were capable of when they dismantled Georgia. That showed. I mean, just look at the draft. You know, they had all these dudes drafted really highly. The whole defensive front was elite. You know, Walter Nolan and the boys, they were all elite. You know, you had an elite cornerback. You had everything. You had absolutely everything. You had a round one quarterback who, you know, finally people are singing the praises of in New York. We told you all along he'd be starting by game eight. You know, he had all that, and he still didn't capitalize on it. All you had to do was, with a week off, all you had to do was beat a fairly crappy Florida team, and they go to the playoff, and they failed. And then he started whining and tried to make excuses. And when, you know, he lost to Kentucky. He lost to friggin' Kentucky. That's why you didn't go, Lane. Friggin' baby. Yeah, he'd be arrowed down now. I don't even know if I'd have him 14 anymore. I'm really down on him right now.
13 is Kurt Cignetti, Indiana, arrow sideways.
Robert won't like this. He wants Cignetti at one. yeah, arrow sideways. You know, we'll see how it plays out. He had one great year at Indiana. And we'll see how it plays out. I know he wants people to Google him. We'll Google you after this year and see where you are. Robert thinks you're going to be in the playoff as a top four team. Maybe play for national title. I think he's a good coach. I thought Indiana was really well coached last year. I thought they were one of the better coach teams I saw. So he deserves to be in this area. I can't put him any higher than this.
12 is Kalen DeBoer, Alabama, arrow sideways.
Yeah, this might be arrowed down because I'm down in Alabama. We dumped them out of the top 25 yesterday. I think they're overrated. I think that they have great receivers. They have some interesting pieces on the offensive line, most notably Proctor. The rest of that offensive line is getting praised like they're legitimate Joe Moore candidates. We'll find out about the rest of that group. I didn't see that in the way they played at the end of last year. We don't know anything about Simpson at quarterback. Nothing. Nobody has seen anything. You know, again, if he couldn't beat out Jalen Milroe, 2024 Jalen Milroe, how good can he be at this point? You know, he looked good in high school, but I haven't seen any of that. And I watched their spring game or whatever you want to call that thing they did. And I don't know. He just does not look like the guy I saw in high school that seemed like he had real ability, like a live arm. He could really extend plays in an almost magical way. You know, he seemed a lot like a Sam Leavitt of Arizona State, maybe with what looked like a better arm. But there's been no sign of any of that. Now, I know he hasn't played much, but I didn't see it in the spring either. I think that's a concern. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays. Not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had to ride on a new truck? Now's the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles vehicles as well. So now's the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams, his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. The final days of employee pricing for everyone. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Why would you do that? Don't do that. Pay very little instead of too much. Do that. Go to Lake Kiwi. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
The countdown is on. 16 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Lovnik back to pass. As time goes down the middle, open is Williams. Goes high, gets it, bounces off tackles to the 25. Will take it to the end zone. Touchdown. Antonio Williams, another long strike.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at chickasawpointgolf.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Friends, here's something you probably already know. America is in a health crisis. Me, you, and our friends and family. It's a health crisis that's caused by being overweight, and so many of these issues could be resolved if we could just get our weight under control. Hey friends, it's Mike Vaughn from The Mickey Plyler Show, and I've seen it all firsthand with a family member who has tried the weight loss drugs and shots. I mean, who wants to take shots, plus all of the side effects, and when the shots end, the weight just seems to come right back. That's why I've been so excited about my experience with PhD Weight Loss. They've helped me learn how to eat and think about food differently. They help their patients drop up to a third of their body weight naturally without ever taking those weight loss drugs. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own body's metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. Reach out to my great friends at PhD Weight Loss in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com. or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Beyond Meat is going bankrupt, Ramona. The fake meat, whatever they are, company, they've gone bankrupt. Belly Up, how about that? Chapter 11, Beyond Meat. I don't want anything Beyond Meat. You know what I mean? I don't want any fake...
What do you mean it's fake meat?
Yeah, well, here's what it says.
Something?
It said, yeah, it says, here's the truth no one on the planet-based machine, PR machine, wants to admit. It's not real food. Ultra-processed soy and pea protein isolate stripped of natural nutrients... on and on the list. So there's what you had. You had ultra-processed soy and pea protein isolates described as beyond meat. You know, it's beyond meat. Now it's beyond the ground. Now it's over. You know, and there were so many people wanting to promote this stuff. You know what, man? I'm not eating anything from any company called Beyond Meat. I don't want Beyond Meat. I want meat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to know that my beef came from a cow. You know what I mean? From a cow.
Yes.
That's what I want. It's not asking too much. All right, Ramona, we have the Steve Spurrier clip based on our good friend GSP, who sends me all sorts of stuff, has the Spurrier clip. This came from College Sports Only. 10 years ago today, Steve Spurrier gave the greatest fall camp interview of all time. Here it is.
Another sorry practice today. These guys, I don't know if we're going to be able to beat anybody this year. Quarterbacks, they can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. I don't know if we could hit that indoor facility right there. Receivers, they couldn't catch a cold if it was the middle of February, dropping everything. Defensive backs, gosh, I wonder why they got grass stains all over the jerseys. They fall about every play. It's like two or three of them are falling. And our kickers, gee. It's like the army, left, right, they're kicking it all over the place. I don't know if we can beat anybody this year. Leadership? No, we don't have any leaders out here. Guys are soft. They just can't. I don't know. Maybe I ought to give them a week off and start over and see if we can regroup and find some real, real tough guys out here. But it's been a struggle this preseason. It's been a big struggle, man. I don't know how we're going to be. Have you ever heard a coach say that?
I mean... That was beautiful, like vintage Spurrier. I mean, every single element of his team, Ramona, he talked down on. Now, there were some people who didn't appreciate that. But, I mean, remember, even when they were winning, there were times he'd come out and talk negatively about Connor Shaw. You know, and Connor Shaw was winning every game for him. Some of that was a little hard to understand, but I love it. Then, Ramona, he also said this. This is from Swindeasy, and Swindeasy wants you to... What's happening here? Okay, here it is. He is looking for Steve Spurrier and Mike Leach have given us way too many great one-liners to pick just one. So he started a thread of Spurrier and Mike Leach one-liners. Now this was just posted, so it hasn't gotten going yet. But Chris Harden posted one from Steve Spurrier, Ramona. I remember this guy. This is so funny. Steve Spurrier, Ramona, after learning that 20 books had burned in a fire at an Auburn library. Want to guess? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't know. What did he say?
Steve Spurrier, after learning that 20 books had burned in a fire at an Auburn library, said the real tragedy was that 15 hadn't been colored yet. It's a thing of beauty.
That's good.
I do. I miss Spurrier. I do. There's no question I do. Anybody in this industry misses Spurrier. All right, Ramona, let's get back to our coaches list. What number are we at?
Let's see. We're at Willie Fritz, Houston. That's number 12, number 11.
Yeah, I think Willie Fritz is a terrific football coach. I don't know why this guy's not coached at a bigger school before now. Now he's at Houston. You know, we'll see what he does there. But I think Willie Fritz is a football coach's football coach. I mean, just a brilliant guy.
Number 10 is Mike Elko, Texas A&M, arrow up.
Yeah, I mean, I think Elko's a terrific coach. I think he proved that at Duke. I don't like the stories about how he left Duke. That turned me off a little bit. But the man knows football, brilliant defensive mind, and I expect his team to play well this season. I think A&M takes a big jump forward.
9 is Brett Bielema, arrow up, Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, I probably have Bielema higher than most people. I just think Bielema is, again, a terrific football coach. I think we saw that at the end of last year. And I think Illinois is going to be a problem this year. I mean, we need to talk more specifics about them. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. But I think Illinois is going to be a problem. You have Altmyer quarterback. You have a diverse receiving group. I mean, that group has talent. Now, look, you may not have a Pat Bryant and you may not have a Zachary Franklin that they had a year ago. Those two guys were big name players that made a lot of plays. But I think the receiving core is actually going to be deeper and more talented, more diverse. So we'll see what it looks like. But look, I'm a believer in Bielema. I don't know how anybody can't be. I mean, I think the guy could coach anywhere. If you put him at a big time shingle school, man, I think he'd do nothing but win. You put him in a place like Alabama, you wouldn't have me 8-4 seasons. You also wouldn't have me predicting them to finish unranked.
8 is Hugh Freeze, Auburn, arrow up.
Look, Hugh Freeze. Again, one of the great, truly great minds in the game of football. I think it's inarguable that Hugh Freeze is that. I think he's a terrific football coach. I really thought Auburn was a well-coached team last year. They just had a quarterback that just let them down late. There's a difference between, you know, NIL resources being able to bring in a quality quarterback. I mean, if you actually look at the quarterback play they got, especially late in games, because over the course of games it wasn't bad, but late in games, if you look at the quarterback play they got, it's amazing that they did anything. I mean, if you had given Hugh Freeze an even semi-elite quarterback, he would have won every game. I mean, they were in position to win virtually every game. That's a well-coached team, and that's what they are. So I think Auburn is clearly going to be an improved team, and I think Hugh Freeze is clearly one of the best coaches in America. Again, the list of people who can put on their resume that they beat Nick Saban multiple times, if you think that just anybody can beat Nick Saban multiple times, you're an idiot. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I mean, so because you got to be special to beat that dude, as has been proven time and time and time again. Well, Hugh Freeze is one of the very few who did multiple times.
Number 7 is Steve Sarkisian, Texas, yeah. Arrow up.
Well, you know, when Sarkisian went to Texas, I said this was the guy. You know, I hated the previous hire that they made and made it clear. I just didn't believe in it at all. But when Texas hired Sarkisian, I said, this is the guy. This is the guy that can lead them back to a national championship level and a national championship stage. And we're already seeing that. My only question was, could he had some demons. And could he handle the pressure of coaching Texas? And so far, so good on that front from everything we know. And as long as that happens, this is a guy who's going to win a ton of games. And he is going to win national championships at Texas. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's going to happen, whether it's this year or next or the year after that.
6 is James Franklin, Penn State, arrow up.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put him higher until he takes the next step, but I think he's about to take the next step, and then I think he will be higher. I mean, again, I think people get caught up in the wrong things. He took over a program that really wasn't very good anymore, and he's turned them elite. Were there some mistakes made along the way? Yeah. He was also playing against better teams most of those games that he lost, and yet they were competitive in all those games. That's how it works. You know, you don't get to just jump over Ohio State. You know, you don't get to just jump over Michigan. You've got to build it to a point that you're at that level, and he's done that. I mean, Penn State is really relevant nationally again, and that's because of James Franklin. So whatever you think about a play, a call he made here or there, or a decision he made here or there, it doesn't matter. He still elevated the level of that program dramatically over where it had been any time in the recent past. And that's what you ought to be focused on. Everybody has gaffes. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody. And Franklin is going to play for national title this year. So hold tight.
Five is Dan Lanning, Oregon, Air Up.
Yeah, I think Lanning is a beast in the making. I mean, I think Georgia's program has been hurt since he left. I think Lanning is going to turn Oregon into a monster, and they're going to be in this picture every single year, even playing in a league that's nowhere near their geographic base.
Four is Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame, Air Up.
Yeah, what Marcus Freeman has done at Notre Dame is really unbelievable. I know there have been, you know, a couple unexpected losses in Marshall, et cetera. But I think when you look at the quality of play overall, it's gone up dramatically at Notre Dame. Brian Kelly helped raise the level at Notre Dame, but it was a bit of a fraudulent program. Nobody really believed that Notre Dame could beat the Alabamas or the Georgias of the world, and they couldn't. But now they can. They just did. They just beat Georgia. We just saw that last year. And we'll talk about their quarterback situation tomorrow and the situation. We'll talk about several of these quarterback situations tomorrow. Again, I think we're making too much of it. C.J. Carr, Kenny Minchie. There are a lot of people in Notre Dame who have always liked Minchie. Minchie is the better athlete. He's a guy who gives you a little more ability with his legs, and he's going to play some. And I think they'll have packages for him. I still think C.J. Carr is the starter at Notre Dame.
Three is Ryan Day.
Hey, Ramona, another game ended. Mexico won.
Oh, there we go.
By the way, I love Mexican food, too. I forgot to mention that when I gave my list of ethnic foods I love. Yeah, another game over, Ramona, but another will start immediately, so don't go anywhere because I know you'll want to catch it. I know you don't want to miss a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You've been glued to it for multiple days now.
Not glued to it because
and because complained about
like
it during every single break.
Orange.
Yeah. what do you have?
Three is Ryan Day, Ohio State, Arrow Up.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Day should have two national titles. He would have if it wasn't an injury, and, you know, then he would be, you know, one or two on this list. He's right there, I mean, without question. And I just remember all the idiots before last year wanted to fire Ryan Day. I mean, it just never stops.
Two is Kirby Smart, Georgia, Arrow Down.
Yeah, I mean, two, I think, disappointing seasons from a Georgia perspective and disappointing off-field performances as well. You know, I think that's what separates you here when we get this tight at the top. I think Kirby is in this conversation, but I think he slipped a little bit the last 2 years. And you could say the same thing for Clemson, but I think the expectations for Clemson are higher than they are for Georgia this year. Although I think that there are some signs out of Georgia. I mean, the Georgia people are really talking up all the receivers and saying that it's been a great camp and the receivers are great. And again, I put way back when I did my wide receiver room rankings, I had Georgia's receivers, I think, number 11 in the nation. So we anticipated that.
And number one is Dabo Swinney, Clemson, Arrow Up.
Yeah. Okay. There's been a little bit of a flatlining period in recent years, but that happens no matter who you are. There's two national championships. There's almost 100% graduation mark. And the real difference for me is that going all the way back to February 1st, I believe that Clemson would play for the national title this year. And I think so part of it for me is a prediction. It's not just what you've done. It's what I think you're going to do. And I think Clemson winds up being better than Georgia this year. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
And if he doesn't have his best stuff, you know, his best location, then he gets hit pretty hard. So hopefully here tonight he's having a good day, and he can keep this powerful Mets lineup off the board.
And one of the guys leading the way, Michael Harris, hit the Grand Slam last night. Before the All-Star break, 93 games, a .210 average. Since the All-Star break, 25 games, a .366 average, and suddenly he's become a guy that you want up to the plate with men on base.
Yeah, I remember maybe a month ago, people saying, Michael should go play at Gwinnett. Fans are screaming for him to get sent down. Now the same fans are saying he might be the best center fielder in the league. So, yeah, how the tides have turned. Just a simple mechanical adjustment. You know, from what I understand, it's just putting him in a better position to hit. And not just where his hands are, but how his hips are working in his swing, pitch recognition, how his weight is moving through the swing. So some pretty interesting stuff. And you see the results it's brought on the field. Now he's the guy we thought he was. And yeah, it's a sight for sore eyes for Braves fans.
We'll keep it going tonight. Maybe it'll turn into a win, which would mean a series victory for the Braves. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When we come back, I'll introduce you to the starting lineups for both the Braves and Mets, and after that, we'll get to baseball. Braves and Mets tonight on the Braves Radio Network.